You are listening to episode 115 of the FitsPro podcast. Welcome back. Today's episode is going to be a short one, and it is all about something that I've been diving into in my personal life slash business life, because remember that I think that those affect one another, and there is carryover from one to the other in both directions, and that is the topic of a few things. So there's fear, there's entitlement, and there's motivation in our decision making. What is motivating us to make the decisions that we're making? So again, it's kind of a heavy topic, I would say, maybe deep, maybe outside of my, not my scope, but my norm. So we're going to keep it short, but it is an interesting topic, and I am interested in diving into it more. So without further ado, let's get into it. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro, and my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. As mentioned in the intro, I believe that things in your business and your life affect one another. I think these things should be a cohesive relationship. So if you are here for the business side of things, I have a free workshop. It's on demand. You can join it at any time. It is called Your Biz Your Way, 3 steps to build a profitable online health and fitness business. And you can join that, sign up, look at it, whatever, at annimiller.co/workshop-register. While you are on the site, check out annimiller.co/resources. And that is where I have all of my resources, whether you are a trainee, a coach, or a entrepreneur, or all three, everything you need is there. So this is going to be a kind of stream of consciousness about fear and decision making, mainly. We'll see, I hope. I have debated making this podcast for quite some time. Mindset is not my expertise, but it is certainly a factor within my lane, if you will. And maybe that's why I've been hesitant to make this, because I know that people take what I say and do things with it. And they take what I say seriously. And I don't take that lightly. So here we are. Take what you need from this episode. Please leave whatever you don't need from this episode, which might be all of it. I don't know. I do think that this topic is extremely important to address for anyone attempting to build a business in the online space. And truly, this goes far beyond business. In fact, it might even be bigger in your personal life. You make decisions throughout your day in many areas of your life. And that's what we're talking about in today's episode. It is really all about unpacking the motivating factors behind the decisions that we make. And let it be clear that this episode is as much for myself as it is for you. So like I said, I've debated making the episode, but I am still in this. So this is not an episode where I've like gone through something, I've healed, and now I'm sharing it. I'm in it now, currently, and choosing to share. So as I mentioned in my previous episode, we are all adults. This is free content. You are allowed to take what you need from this content and disregard anything that you don't need. I trust you to do that for yourself. This topic can be applied to many, many areas of life outside of business, but for today, I am, of course, focusing on making decisions within your business and what is motivating you to make those decisions. I think there are a lot of parallels between fear mindset or decisions made via fear, motivated by fear, and scarcity mindset, and possibly parallels between having an abundant or growth mindset and freedom. Now, I have decided to make this episode based on conversations I have had with colleagues in the field, friends, people I am in relationship with. It's always helpful to hear from and relate to other entrepreneurs who have had similar experiences as I do, just like if you're a new mom. It is helpful, I don't know because I haven't been one, but I hear it is helpful to just hear that you aren't alone in your process, that other new moms feel the same things you feel and experience the same experiences you experience. That is, in my opinion, one of the most powerful human experiences we can have. So from those conversations that I have had, I thought, heck, I might as well do this podcast. Might as well share it. So before we dive in, I do want to make a little disclaimer that I am not a psychiatrist, psychologist, even a mindset expert. It's not my thing. I am speaking completely from my own anecdotal experience and stream of consciousness about this topic, and of course, from those conversations that I have had with friends and colleagues personally. So let's look at what possible motivators exist for us to make decisions. Because again, this is for you and me both. I am in this with you. On a very broad scale, I believe it is true that people are motivated to take action based on gaining pleasure or avoiding pain. I didn't come up with that. That's like well known in psychology, right? Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. And perhaps that is outdated or incorrect. I am always open to hearing if someone has data or corrections for something that I have said. That's why I mentioned that. So we can make decisions in order to avoid something, or we can make decisions in hopes of gaining something. And maybe a decision has both of those, right? Oftentimes in my own life, when I make a decision based on avoiding something or based in fear, I am making a decision that aligns with my complacency. Humans fear many things. There's a lot to be afraid of. There's no limit to this. And that will be very individual to you. We can fear a reaction from others. We can fear failure. We can fear embarrassment. We can fear judgment, abandonment. The list goes on. You can even fear success. You can fear good things based on your own personal experiences. We can fear being misunderstood, taken advantage of, being unappreciated, unaccepted, all of these things. I am just throwing this out there. You can see what sticks for you. I'm not speaking to any specific one of these. I'm speaking about just the motivation to make decisions today. So my encouragement to you through this episode is to simply analyze where you might be making decisions based in fear or avoidance and what that is doing for your business or whatever area of life you want to apply that to. Is making decisions based in fear and avoidance ultimately getting you where you want to go? And also, are things that you fear realistic? What is the likelihood of the thing that you fear? I've talked about this many times on Instagram. I was talking with a friend the other day about making a pretty simple decision. My friend was making the decision, to be clear. And this decision had a lot of weight given to it by this person. And we were both discussing how silly it is that we give so much power to thoughts or to people even, or a reality that might not even exist. So I ask, how much time and brain space are you giving to other people or made up scenarios that you have in your head? I think we do this all the time. I do this all the time. More than I would like to admit. Thus, we have this episode. On the flip side, I encourage you to think about what a decision based in growth, freedom, a positive quote-unquote what if might feel like. When I say positive what if, I mean, what if it works out? What if it goes well? What if you are capable? What if you do have what it takes? What if you can figure it out? How often are your what ifs something positive? I don't know. You can answer that. If you are leaning towards a certain decision, and you feel some tension or restriction within that decision, which can be so common, right? We expect this. Maybe take some time to question what the motivation is for each of those possible decisions. Yeah? Really, I think the main thing I want you to get out of this is to make sure that you are in control of your decision, to take responsibility for that decision, and that you are making them cognitively, that you are holding the majority power in your decisions, that other people aren't holding the majority power in your decisions, or that other false realities that you have created in your head are not holding the majority power in your decisions. Ask who you are making your decisions for. What reality does that decision fit into? You know, just to explore these things. Let's make decisions that add to the narrative and reality that we'd like to build. What are we adding? And hey, your empowered decision could include a no. I'm not saying that everything needs to be a yes or that it's easy. It could include turning something down. It could include pausing. It could include letting an idea go, not taking a partnership, not saying X or whatever. So truly, I think that's where I'm kind of at. I'm exploring these things, generally speaking. I am digging through this idea myself as we speak. So maybe that's why this is short. I'm just asking you some of the questions that I have asked myself in the start of 2021. We're almost to the middle of 2021 currently. Maybe we are there by the time this episode comes out, but I'm digging through it. I'm inviting you to maybe dig through it. Take it for what it's worth. Leave the rest. Don't take any of it. That's up to you. And fully allowed. I welcome it. Be mindful of the motivation behind your decisions. And let's be honest, as honest as we are capable with ourselves. You owe no one an explanation. And also remember that no one owes you an explanation either. In most instances, in your business. Remember the context, my friends. It goes both ways. So, anywho, would love to also talk about entitlement because I feel like these things kind of go hand in hand, but I'm not quite there. I can't fully draw that picture yet, so not sharing. Maybe I never will, but that's what's going on behind the scenes, and I invite you to join me. Many blessings. Because this is, of course, a podcast episode, I do want to thank the sponsor, which is Legion Athletics. They're the number one brand of all natural sports supplements in the world. I chose to work with Legion. You guys, I have not worked with a supplement company in over 4 years when I started working with Legion because I'm not going to represent something that I don't actually use, like, or represent. And they are a science-backed supplement company. And that's not just like when people use the word evidence-based. No, they actually are. You can click on the studies that back why they're using the ingredients and dosages that they're using in everything. I'm a huge fan. That's why they're the sponsor of this podcast. Go to buylegion.com and use code Annie at checkout to save 20% off. If you love this episode and or the FitsPro podcast, if you love taking in this free content, please give it 5 stars and a written review. Much appreciated. I choose a listener of the month that gets 50% off any non-membership program of mine, as well as a freebie from Frey Skincare. So there's something in it for you, or you can just do it out of the goodness of your heart. You can always use my code with Frey Skincare, FDBA, to save. Make sure you wait and check out their monthly promos that they do as well. If you have not subscribed to Annie's Weekly Wrap or Daily Dose, check out anniemiller.co/news for that, and you can choose which one of those you would like to get or both of them. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitsPro podcast.